Well, the objective is, since Mexico has decided to become more involved in UN peacekeeping operations, the president took the floor in front of the peacekeeping summit last year, which had been chaired by President Obama, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and others, and said very clearly that Mexico wanted to engage more. So I'm here to talk with our Mexican friends about how this is going to happen. And in the first place, of course, the very important participation of Mexico in the process in Colombia, which is not a peacekeeping operation in the UN context, but which is one we support. And it is of such momentous importance for the region. I think it's very important that already some Mexican observers, international observers, are presently deploying on the ground.
And what is the mission in Colombia about exactly? What will be the purpose?
Well, it's something that will evolve because, as you know, the full signing of the peace agreements would come at a later point. But nevertheless, we have to hit the ground running. So already we are in the process of deploying about 40 observers, you know, to sort of establish a skeleton of what will be the mission, ready to register ex-combatants and take charge of their weapons before trying to find how best to demobilize them and find them appropriate positions in peacetime activities.
I would like to know also, what is the situation right now of the peacekeeping operations?
16 operations, 125,000 people altogether, both uniformed and civilians, and a budget of $8.2 billion this year, which means an all-time high. Clearly, though, we are going to shut down two and maybe three operations in the near future. Côte d'Ivoire, where the job is done. Liberia, where it is almost done, and so it should happen relatively quickly. And of course, we are watching very closely the situation in Haiti. I'll be traveling there myself tomorrow to see whether it's still necessary to retain peacekeeping operation in a country which is at no security, significant security risks anymore. But there may be more missions to come in the future. That is hard to say. It's the prerogative of the Security Council to give us our mandates.
What is the cooperation between the Mexican part and the UN peacekeeping?
I think it's very fruitful potentially. We've had consultations, and again today, we are ready to support all the work that is being done on Mexican side, so that in due course they can offer us, you know, a specific contribution in terms of military unit or hospitals or things like that. We're ready to help and support also in the terms of the training of the Mexican peacekeepers, the future ones, and possibly also other peacekeepers from the region, from other countries. So I think it's a very fruitful dialogue and one that I value very much.
And what about the formation center for the peacekeepers in Mexico?
Yes, that's what I was
What is
to.
The situation right now? We know it's for 2018 that is new.
So it appears, yes. Well, again, you know, we are in support. Of course, saying this, I have to add that we do not have a policy at the UN to support training institutes per se. What we support is specific activities. So I think it's very important that the center, as it comes nearer to being, you know, defines what its curricula are going to be, and if they are indeed conform to what it is that we expect, then that shouldn't be a difficulty. But in the meantime, we're ready to provide them with expertise and advice as needed to make it what it should be, a center of excellence.